Welcome back to the Walker's Table as we today explore ways to stay engaged when our creativity feels zapped. I know we've previously mentioned that reading scripture, memorizing scripture is a great practice to return to or get into for the first time during this season. But we recognize that there are other demands on our time, and we are in that space of communal grief and some trauma that's taking a lot of our energy, that mental energy. And so sometimes just figuring out what to read seems like too much.
Absolutely. Especially with the kind of, I'd say that grief and trauma, you know, coming from all the changes we've gone through, all the disruptions that we've experienced in our lives. Now that we've got, you know, if you've got kids at home, you're doing school at home, changes to work schedule, income, you name it. There's a lot of things to kind of feel that grief, that trauma. But what's important, though, in those moments is to stay grounded in faith. But it's also a challenge to stay grounded in faith when your energy is going elsewhere. One of the tools that I would recommend to read scripture, to stay grounded, is using the Revised Common Lectionary. Now, you may have heard Pastor Christina and I talk about the Revised Common Lectionary before, and what it is a set of scriptures. There's 3 years to it. And for each Sunday of the year and each, I'd say, a holy day of the year, like Christmas Eve or Good Friday, there's a set of scriptures that go with each day. Usually four, an Old Testament reading, a Psalm reading, a Gospel reading, and an Epistle reading. And I've preached using the lectionary. Like, I'll use it for a season, Advent. I love the lectionary readings in Advent. And also, you know, for Lent, I've used lectionary readings for. This is a little bit different than, say, our sermon series. When I'm preaching a series, usually it's not based on the lectionary text, but it can be. But the Revised Common Lectionary, there's also daily readings available within the Revised Common Lectionary. And where you can find the readings for each Sunday, and also the daily readings, can be found through Vanderbilt Divinity School. They're a divinity library. This would be like a school where pastors are trained and educated. They've made this available for free for people to use and incorporate in their spiritual life. It can be found, and I'll include this in our notes in our first comment, is lectionary.library.vanderbilt.edu. And I would encourage you to take a look at that. If you are wanting to read some scripture, wanting to stay, you know, grounded right now, but just struggling with that energy, trying to find scripture, don't know where to turn, this is a place to start to work with, for you to learn, read, and pray with at this time.
And so as you think about that, and it seems like, wow, I don't know if I've ever heard about this. It's something I more often touch on in children's sermons than necessarily the big message or even our newsletters or other forms of communication. You've been exposed to this, though, if you see our weekly bulletins and those scriptures for next week. Those are the scriptures from the lectionary. And so that's one way that we typically get them that is not available right now. That weekly bulletin is not getting into your hands right now. So seeing one of the resources we get it from will hopefully be a help to you as we take this intentional time physically apart. Grounding ourselves spiritually is so important. And as we go from that thought, I invite Pastor Travis to pray.
Absolutely. And right before we pray, I want to share something that I think is really meaningful about the lectionary in this time, in this global pandemic time, is that the Revised Common Lectionary is read in churches around the world. This is a unifying way of being grounded together as the body of Christ in this time. So that's just the only last thought I wanted to share on that. And with that, let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we're thankful that we are your people, that you are with us, you surround us, and you guide us at this time. Lord, when we are worn down, when it feels like our energy is gone, Lord, remind us how you still sustain us, that you carry us, that you move us forward. Lord, may we use your holy words to continue to ground us, to guide us and shape us in this time. Help us, God, to be reminded of your everlasting love, the everlasting hope that comes to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And may that love and hope carry us through now and for all of our days. We pray this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Go in God's peace in this time.
Amen.